Track 5, Tape Delay. In the recording studio, echo was first simulated using tape recorders. By utilising the physical gap between the record and playback heads, a copy of a sound can be delayed in time with respect to the original. By combining the delayed sound and the original sound in a mixing console, an echo effect is created. In recording studios, the original sound is often called the dry signal, and the copy is called the wet signal. The time gap between the dry signal and the wet signal is known as the delay time. The delay time can be changed by controlling the speed that the tape passes the heads. A faster speed produces a shorter delay time. A slower speed produces a longer delay time. To make the delay repeat, a copy of the wet signal is sent back to the tape recorder to be copied again and again. This process is known as regeneration or feedback. Every time the delay is copied, it loses some of its amplitude and bandwidth, and so gradually diminishes in quality and volume until it dies away altogether. Like all mechanical devices, tape recorders are far from perfect in operation. Small speed variations, known as wow and flutter, introduce time and pitch variations into the copied signal. Far from spoiling delay effects, these variations can improve them by introducing colorations which help humanize the sound. If the tape recorder has a continuously variable speed control, this can be turned back and forth to introduce greater variations into the delay times and the pitch of the wet signal. This is known as modulation. The kind of modulation effect produced depends on two factors. Firstly, by how far you turn the control. This is referred to as the modulation width or depth or amount. Secondly, by how fast you turn the control. This is referred to as modulation speed or rate or frequency. Modulation is an important part of phasing, flanging and chorus effects. Digital effects processors utilize an LFO or low frequency oscillator to automatically modulate the delay time and pitch, thereby introducing small variations in pitch and timing which mimic the wow and flutter characteristics of a mechanical tape recorder. Most of the principal time domain terminology, delay time, feedback, modulation, etc., originated with the discovery of tape delay.